Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Billy Eichner, who is an actor and comedian known for roles on Difficult People and Parks and Recreation, and of course, for his fantastic show, Billy on the Street. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this, along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
I'm a big fan. I love Difficult People, and I love Billy on the Street, and I love your comedy. And so you do interview people, and I was curious to know how that skill set just sort of serves you.
We were just talking about this before we started recording, but it does help me. It helps me in social situations on a date, especially a first date, which is really a job interview of sorts, because dating me would be a second occupation with very little room to like grow.
I feel like dating is why people get married.
To avoid dating. I think you are right about that.
It's like so many hours of awkwardness. And finally, you're just like, let's just get married.
So that actually does help me on dates to keep the conversation going, especially when the other person seems shy or socially awkward. So it helps me in that way. It helps me, you know, also in meetings, work meetings or pitches or things like that. Again, just to keep the conversation going. People are shockingly shy, and I don't have that problem. I have other problems, but I don't have that problem. And that can people.
Rick Wilson is like super friendly, and I'm always giving him a hard time about being too friendly to people.
I don't know if I'm super friendly, but I'm...
But you're friendly.
I'm just Southern.
Right. No, that's true. That's a thing.
See, but there's a thing with it being Southern. It's like you can be perfectly polite to somebody, but you're also saying fuck you in a whole variety of different ways that other people don't recognize or understand.
Right.
It's very Southern.
That's why they would say things like, oh, I would never have thought to wear that outfit.
Right. Very passive aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, all the derivations and variations of bless your heart.
Right.
Billy, you grew up in New York City, which Jesse and I both did. Is it a weird transition to be in LA now? Does it feel...
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but New York and LA are very different.
Tell me more.
Get out.
It's not new to me anymore, truthfully. We always, Billy on the Street, when it became a TV show, which shockingly, we shot the first season in the summer of 2011. So it's almost 10 years ago, which is crazy. I'd been doing that same kind of shtick for my live show and for, you know, the internet years before that. So when it became a TV show, it was produced by Funny or Die, which is based in LA. So economically, because I'm a total control freak and I also wanted to edit the episodes after we were done shooting them, we would obviously shoot in New York and then I would fly to LA to edit the show for a few months.
Got it.
And I have editors that I love that I work very closely with, but I was there 24/7. Not a bit of that show gets edited without me. So that was my first opportunity to come to LA, and then it just kind of snowballed and I ended up spending half the year here and I would fly back and forth. And now I've been here the past 2 years is the first time in my life I've never had a place in New York also. But, you know, I don't know. If I wasn't in show business, would I live in LA? Probably not. But I don't mind it. Certainly all the cliched things. I grew up as a New Yorker. You know, you are supposed to hate LA. You're conditioned to hate LA based on Annie Hall and any number of movies that you grow up watching. But I don't hate LA. You know, and it makes sense. Look, this is where my industry is to a certain extent. So it has been helpful in that way.
You did some cool stuff with the midterms. Can you talk about that and Why do you think more celebrities aren't politically active like you are?
Fear.
Well, I do think it's getting better. I think Trump pushed us to a place where even people who prior to this were very quiet and fearful of, you know, a potentially more conservative fan base, people like Taylor Swift being the most obvious example. And she's really come out of her shell politically in ways that I really appreciate and admire, because that must not be, that's hard when you're Taylor Swift. It's easy to sit back from a distance and say, like, why doesn't so-and-so?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.